稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。每周三的传承跨代的危机与转机，是曾金发牧师受神学院的邀请对神学生的特别讲座。曾牧师的教导和提醒值得教会及传道人深思。今天曾牧师以马可福音7:1-23继续分享传承三大警戒之三，当心重大的偏离。他会总结这次的传承三大警戒的主题，同时也解答在场神学生的疑问。以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
The third caution is beware of the great departure.
第三个提醒是小心，这里可能有个很严重的偏离。
In verse 8, Jesus said, you leave the commandment of God and hold on to the tradition of man.
第八节耶稣说，你们离弃神的诫命，却去拘守人的遗传。
Verse 10 to verse 13, there's an example of how the tradition dishonored God.
第十到十三节讲到一个传统。
It was their custom or their practice of not helping their parents by simply saying, oh, all my possessions are korban. It is devoted to God.
然后在这里提到十一节说，你们倒说人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了格尔板，就是奉献的意思。
We need to appreciate the rebuke that Jesus gave by understanding something about the halakha, the Jewish law.
我们需要对犹太人的律法了解，才能够看得到这里耶稣对他们指责的深度。
The halakha is derived from the Hebrew root halak, which means to walk.
那哈拉卡这个字的字根是从哈拉这个希伯来文的字出来，意思就是说，遵行的意思。
So halakha is the way to walk or to behave.
所以哈拉卡的意思就是说，我们当行的道。
It is the rule or the law for proper behavior.
这个就是一个恰当行为的规范。
Now the halakha has originally two laws, the Torah and the Talmud.
然后哈拉卡有两种律法，一个就是 Torah， 一个是 Talmud。
The Torah, as we know, is the written law of Moses, and the Talmud is the oral tradition.
Torah 就是我们知道摩西的律法，然后塔木就是这个对这个律法的注解。
Now, how did the Talmud, the oral tradition, come about?
然后这个塔木的这个口传的传统是怎么来的呢？
You see, when the Jews received the Torah, they start putting boundaries and human regulations around it.
当犹太人拿到这个妥拉这个律法的时候，你们所讲的都是界限，都是一些行为的规范。
So all these man-made regulations were compiled together in a document called the Mishnah.
然后这些人所定的法律规条就全部汇集在一起，叫做 Mishnah.
The Mishnah is to repeat. It means it's the oral law.
这个就是用嘴唇反复诵读的意思。
Oh, the Mishnah is a complicated set of regulations. It's a full volume alone on how to wash your hands and 30 chapters on how to wash pots and pans.
然后这个里面非常的细节，有37章告诉你该怎么洗碗洗盘，然后讲很多的细节。
Now, the Mishnah itself is greatly debated upon and they have commentaries on it.
所以它中间也有很多的辩论，所以就有很多的注解产生出来。
And so they combine the rabbi's interpretation of the Mishnah into the Gemara.
所以他们把这些拉比的辩论收集起来，产生出来 Kabbalah.
When you put the Mishnah, the oral tradition, and the Gemara, the commentaries together, you get the Talmud.
所以你把刚才所讲的两个放在一起，你就得出这个。
So the rabbinical school in Jerusalem, they took the Mishnah, Gemara together, they call it the Talmud, and the Babylonians did it four times larger.
所以当这些东西收集了，在这个巴比伦的时候，反而使它扩张变成四倍那么大的篇幅。
The Babylonian Talmud is four times greater than the Jerusalem Talmud.
所以巴比伦的塔拉木比耶路撒冷的塔拉木是多了四倍的篇幅。
And the Talmud became the centerpiece of the Jewish cultural and religious life.
所以塔拉木成为犹太人宗教生活的重点。
And this oral tradition of the elders superseded even the commandments of God.
所以这些犹太长老的口传传统甚至超过神所颁下来的律法。
For example, the Mishnah states it is a greater offense to teach anything contrary to the voice of the rabbis than to contradict the scripture itself. To teach anything contrary to the voice of the elders.
所以它里面就说，如果你教导一些跟长老们所讲的话有抵触的话，
it's a greater offense than to contradict the scripture itself.
这个比你讲出来的话违背圣经的教导更严重。
In other words, they are saying the Mishnah is greater authority than the scriptures.
所以换句话说，他们说 Mishnah 的权柄比神的话语的权柄更加高。
The Talmud also says to be against the word of the scribes.
所以塔拉木也说，如果你对文士所讲的话语的教导有所抵触，
is more punishable than to be against the words of the scriptures.
比你违背神话语的教导所要承受的惩罚要更严重。
So we can see the man-made regulations superseded the word of God.
所以你看见人的遗传胜过神所颁布的教导。
Jesus honored the word of God, but not the Talmud.
耶稣尊重神的教导，可是不是塔拉木。
No wonder it infuriated the Pharisees; their authority was threatened.
难怪法利赛人那么生气。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 17, Jesus said, Do not think that I come to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣讲了说，你不要以为我来废掉律法，我不是来废掉律法，而是要成全律法。
Oh, Jesus fulfilled it in totality.
耶稣全面的来满足律法。
He honored the word of God in Matthew 5:18.
在马太福音五章十八节，他遵从神的律法。
Jesus said, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one dot or iota shall pass from the law until all is accomplished."
耶稣在那边说，天地都要废去，可是神的话一点一画都不废去。
Notice Jesus did not say, "Do not think I come to abolish the law and prophets; I come to teach it." He didn't say that.
我们注意到耶稣并不是说我来不是要废掉神的律法，而是要来教导，他不是这样说。
Jesus was a great teacher, but his focus wasn't on teaching here.
耶稣是一个很伟大的教师，可是他的重点不在教导。
Nor did Jesus say, Jesus did not say, do not think I come to abolish the law or the prophets, I come to promote it.
耶稣也不是说我不是来废掉律法，我是来推崇律法，他也不是这样说。
His focus wasn't on teaching, affirming or promoting the word of God.
他的重点不在于教导，不在于推行这个律法。
Listen to what Jesus said. He says, I've come to fulfill it.
耶稣说，我来是要完成律法。
Because the word of God points us to Jesus.
因为神的话，神的律法指向耶稣。
That's why the revelation of God's word is so important.
这是为什么神话语的启示是那么重要。
Because every requirement of the Torah is fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
因为在托拉姆里面所有的东西都是在耶稣身上得以成就。
And upon the cross, he forgave all our shortcomings and sin and grant us his righteousness in fulfilling all that the law demands.
因此在十架上他把我你我的罪都承担过去，以致能够撤掉罪，使得我们能够满足了律法的要求。
The law demands death for sins.
律法对罪的要求就是死亡。
Jesus died on our behalf.
耶稣替我们死。
He came to fulfill every requirement of the law for us.
他来为了我们满足律法一切的要求。
God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
他说，圣经说他并不知道罪，可是为了我们缘故成为罪。
That we might have the righteousness of God in him.
因此我们能够在他里面得着神的义。
Human tradition and regulations cannot fulfill the requirements of God.
人的传统，人的办法没有办法满足神的要求。
Because human traditions and regulations cannot cleanse the human heart.
因为人的遗传，人的规矩不能洗净人的心。
There will always be the great disconnect in the human heart.
因为人心里面永远就是有那个严重的脱节。
There will always be the great deception in the human heart.
因为人心里面永远有一个严重的自我欺骗。
There could be even the great departure in the human heart.
我们的心中甚至有那个很严重的偏离。
Nothing in religion can fulfill the cleansing of the human heart except the cross of Jesus.
宗教行为中间没有任何东西能够满足那个除了耶稣基督的血。
The three great cautions simply tell us, come to Jesus.
这三个提醒很简单，就告诉我们必须要来到耶稣面前。
Jesus did not say, you get yourself clean first, then come to me. He says, come to me, I'll make you clean.
耶稣不是说你先把自己洗净来我面前，而是说你来我洗净你。
It is a great divine exchange.
这是一个伟大神圣的交换。
None of us can come before God approved of him except through Christ.
我们没有一个人来到神面前能够得神的喜悦，除非透过耶稣。
And when that happens, we will know the difference between the essentials and the non-essentials.
当我们生命中如此发生这些事情的时候，我们才知道什么是最重要的，什么是次要的。
The cross is essential.
十字架是最重要的。
We hold fast to the cross.
我们抓紧十字架。
And when we hold fast to the cross, we know God does his deep and amazing work within us.
当我们紧紧抓住十字架，我们就知道神会在我们生命中做深刻的工作。
Because God is here to redeem everything in the human heart for his redemptive glory.
因为神就是他目的就是要救赎我们人心中所有的地方，以致能够满足他救赎的目的。
May the Lord help us to take these warnings seriously.
愿主帮助我们对于这三个提醒严肃地来看
待。Because idolatry has compromised the church.
因为太多东西使得教会妥协。
Carnality has robbed the church of her spiritual power.
然后这些属血气的东西使得教会没有能力。
We are powerless.
我们完全没有能力。
Until we find the glory of God's life, truth, and power in Christ Jesus.
除非我们在耶稣基督的能力中，我们才能够找到真正的能力。
But one thing is necessary.
一样必须的。
Have you given all your keys to Jesus?
你把心中所有钥匙都交给耶稣了吗？
That's what God calls us to.
这个就是上帝呼召我们要做的事。
Would you bow with me and pray?
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you will quieten the noisy workshop of our hearts.
主，求你安静我们心中一切的杂音。
And in the stillness and quietness, speak deeply to us.
在我们安静的时候，向我们的内心深刻的说话。
To draw us into your presence.
把我们引到你的同在里面
within the veil,
在幔子里面
that we might behold your glory,
因此我们能够看见你的荣美
the glory of the cross of Jesus,
看见耶稣基督十架的荣美
that we might surrender everything to him in gratitude,
使得我们能够带着感恩的心把人生一切献在他面前
to turn from compromise to consecration,
从妥协到分别为圣
to turn from fear to faith
从恐惧变成信靠
we thank you in Jesus' name
我们奉耶稣基督名感恩祷告
Amen
阿们今天的第一个问题是你提到门训在处理人性的问题我们需要刻意经营我们的属灵生活然而在面对罪恶对我们的强大驱动力有什么具体的原则和做法可以帮助我们面对处理我们的心态想法甚至是作为
Don't underestimate the power of sin.
不要低估罪的力量。
Don't underestimate the power of God's redemption.
也不要低估神拯救的力量。
If we underestimate the power of sin, we can become presumptuous and deceived.
我们如果低估罪恶的力量，我们就会变得很容易被欺骗。
But if we underestimate the power of God's redemption, we can become easily discouraged.
然后可是如果我们低估神救赎的力量呢，我们就很容易沮丧。
So what principles and practice can help us address this issue?
那有什么样的原则跟做法可以帮助我们面对这个议题呢？
I want to tell you a story.
我要用一个故事跟各位分享。
A pastor came to me and said, I have a dream of you.
一个牧师说，我梦到你。
You appeared in my dream while I was playing golf.
我在打高尔夫球的时候，你在我的梦中出现。
It's a par 4, meaning that if you can hit 4 strokes into the hole, that's the standard.
所以在打高尔夫球就是说你四棍把球打到洞里面去，这个叫 par.
So he hit the ball and it went beautifully fly on the fairway.
所以你一打那个球，那个球很漂亮的飞过去草地的那另外一边。
And he said, when I walked to the ball, I see, it became a nail.
他就说我走过去看那个球，结果变成一根钉子。
That's where you appeared in my dream and say it's not a nail, it's a ball.
这是为什么你在我的梦中出现？因为这不是一个钉子，是一个球。
And you asked me to hit it, so I hit it and it flew, became a ball and landed on the green.
然后你叫我去打它，我一打它，它就飞过去，掉在草地上面。
On the green, I need one or two putts. I can complete the par 4 course.
所以我在那个草地上面呢，我只要力量杆，我应该就可以进到那个洞里面。
I woke up from my dream.
就那个时候，我就从梦中起来。
And I said to this pastor, I have the interpretation for your dream.
所以我跟这个牧师说，我对你的梦有解读。
Because on the way coming to meet you, I was praying and asking God.
因为我在来看你之前，我在路上祷告，求神向我的心说话。
Lord, I lead the Global Alliance, including mentoring leaders.
主啊，我需要一个全球性的网路来帮助辅导这些领袖。
What do I need to do this work faithfully?
我要需要什么东西，我才能够忠心的达成这个任务呢？
The first thing the Lord told me, you need discernment.
第一样神告诉我的，你需要分辨力。
And I say, Lord, I'm slow to learn. What's the key to discernment?
那主啊，我学得很慢。分辨的关键是什么？
And the Lord said the key is directed action.
主说是一个有方向的行动。
At first, I'm thinking it's decisive action. The Lord said, no, it is directed action. Means I direct you, you follow.
我开始以为是一个决定性的行动，但主说不是决定性，是有方向，被引导方向的行动。
So I paused and I wrote in my electronic journal, directed action.
所以我就停下来，在我的手机上面，我就写下来这个被引导的行动。
But now I have a problem.
那现在我却碰到一个困难。
So I say, Lord, you know how weak I am.
主啊，你知道我多么软弱。
I love you, I want to follow you, but I'm weak.
我爱你，我想跟随你，可是我却软弱。
How can I walk in directed action?
我如何能够跟随这个被引导的行动呢？
And the Lord say, depend on me, dependence.
主就说依靠我。
It's not about you, not about how wise you are in discernment, how strong you are in obedience. It's about your dependence.
他说不跟你的力量没有关系，跟你如何顺服没有关系，是你需要依靠我。
I told the Lord, each time you speak to me, can you confirm by the scriptures? And in John 15, Jesus said, abide in me.Dependence.
每一次我跟神要引导的时候，都求神用他的话语来印证。这个就是约翰福音十五章，主说与我连结，就是葡萄连着葡萄枝上那个连结。
Oh, that's the key. That's the key to discernment and strength to obey. I abide in Christ. I depend on Him.
所以这个就是关键。我能够分辨，我能够与他连结，我能够顺服他，跟随他，就是。与他连结。
So when the pastor told me this dream, I say the first, when it became a nail, you need discernment. That is not a nail, it is a ball.
所以在那个梦里面， 第一个就需要分辨，就是说他说看到一个钉子，其实不是钉子，是一个球，你要分辨它是一个球。
Then when I say I told you to hit the nail, did it become a ball first then you hit it, or was it still a nail and then you hit the nail?
所以当他叫我去打的时候，到底是打之前那个钉子变成球呢，还是打了以后才变成球呢？
He said it was still a nail, but I took the golf club and I hit it.
他说仍然是一根钉子，可是我就拿着球杆要去打过去了。
I say that's the principle of directed action.
这个就是所谓的引导的行动。
You don't see changes yet, but you still follow.
你看不到改变，可是你仍然愿意跟随。
Then I say when you walk with joy to the green, you must realize golf is not a one-hole game. In a full golf, it's 18 holes.
然后你走在那个草地上面，你就会发觉高尔夫球不是只打一个洞的，其他总共有18个洞之多。
So to continue, you need dependence upon the Lord.
所以你继续要这个球游戏打下去呢，你必须要依靠主。
If I apply these three principles to this question on the power of sin, it's the same. The first, we need discernment.
所以如果把这三个原则用在这个罪的力量中间呢，第一个就是分辨。
Because when we learn to see as God see, we will do as God say.
如果我们学习如何从神的角度来看，我们就比较容易从神的角度来行动。
The second, we must obey.
第二个就是我们必须要顺服。
C.S. Lewis say, if we don't obey, we lose the capacity to obey.
路易斯说，如果我们不顺服，我们就失去顺服的能力。
But when we obey God, we increase our capacity to obey.
当我们愿意顺服主的时候，我们就增加了顺服的能力。
And the third, the key to discernment and obedience is we walk abiding in Christ.
第三个除了分辨跟顺服之外就是与主相连。
So day by day, we learn how to abide in Him.
所以日复一日我们学习如何跟主连接。
To me, that's the answer to the matter of the heart.
这个对我来讲就是关于心的状态的答案。
The second question.
第二个问题。牧师提到生命的传承并不是透过知识的传递以及各样的活动，那应用到教会中，我们可以实际透过什么样的方式来带领门训，才不会流于只是传递知识跟办活动？
Discipleship is about life impacting life.
门训其实所 关键就是生命影响生命。
In one of those Octobers, I was up in the mountain praying.
有一年的十一月，我就在山上祷告。
And in the midst of prayer, the Lord told me something to do something I was very uncomfortable in doing.
在这个祷告过程中间，神要我要做一个事情，我觉得非常不舒服。
I told the Lord, Lord, I cannot do it.
我就跟神说，主，我做不到。
Because all my life, I've been trying not to do it.
因为我一生就是想要避免要做这个事情。
It is to share my own life stories.
就是把我以前生命的故事跟别人分享。
Especially stories about victories in Christ and God's faithfulness.
特别是关于神在我生命中得胜以及他的信息。
I can't do it because people will misunderstand.
我跟主说我做不到因为人家会误会。
They would think I'm proud or that I'm boasting.
他们会想说我在高抬自己，我在骄傲。
And Lord, I don't know why you are telling me to share about these areas of strength or victory.
那我主啊，我不是明白你为什么要我分享我生命中得胜的经验呢？
Remember, I told you when I said, God, when you speak to me, you confirm to the scriptures and teach me to the scriptures.
记得我跟神要求一样事情，就是当你向我说话，我需要你用经文给我助证。
And the Lord brought to mind how He has this linen cloth of unclean animals, with.Peter in the Revelation, Peter said, "I can't eat it. I can't. I'm a Jew."
结果我看到《使徒行传》里面讲到这个彼得看见这个一个天上一个布垂下来，里面放了各种不洁的食物。
And God, in effect, says, "I have cleansed it."
彼得不肯吃，可是主说我已经洁净你，可以吃。
So I do both now. I share both my highest hopes and my deepest shame.
所以现在我两方面都分享，分享我的得胜，也是分享我的失败。
Then I discover in the midst of sharing my life, it is life-touching life.
结果在这个分享过程中间，我就发觉原来生命触动生命。
It is not just knowledge transfer, it's now a life that is lived in openness and honesty and transparency.
这不再只是长知识而已，而是看到一个生命有血有肉的公开，让人家看见他所生活的实际情况。
It is not possible to share everything with everyone.
不可能把所有事情跟所有人来分享。
So I have a close group where we pray and we share together.
所以我有一个比较靠近的小组，我们彼此祷告，彼此分享。
But the point is that.It goes beyond just knowledge transfer or activities when we are willing to share our lives together.
当我们愿意把彼此分享我们生命的经历的时候，这个重点就是我们超越越过了只分享知识的层面。
We are willing to share our struggles together.
我们分享彼此的挣扎。
We are willing to share our victories together.
我们分享彼此的得胜。
We are willing to share the faithfulness of God together.
我们彼此分享神对我们的信实。
And we learn to encourage one another.
我们学习彼此鼓励。
So the key in discipleship approach is we need a community, an environment and culture by which it's a safe space to share.
所以门训其中一个关键就是有一个大家彼此觉得安全的环境跟群体，彼此可以开放分享彼此的生命。
Of course, in the sharing, we do share some knowledge and principles.
当然，在这个分享中间，一定会分享原则、分享知识。
But it should not be merely knowledge, but the journey.
可是，应该不只是知识而已，应该还有那个旅程。
I learned that from my mentor, Doug Sparks.
我从我的师父那边学习过来的。
He once told me, he says, the quiet time is not easy for me.
记得他曾经讲过这样的话，每天安静与神独处的时间对我来讲非常不容易。
It doesn't get easier.
而且不会越来越容易。
It's still a daily discipline.
仍然每一天是一个自律的行为。
You must understand Doug Sparks is like my hero.
这位师父是我的英雄。
I was 25 years old. He was in his 60s, and he's a godly man. And he go like, "Wow, the quiet time doesn't get easier."
我是25岁，他那时候已经65岁，很有名的人。结果我很讶异，发觉原来每天的灵修对他来讲也是不容易。
I say, if it doesn't get easier for him, I'm in trouble.
如果对他来讲不容易，那我就没有希望了。
But over the years, I remember what he said, and when it is not easy for me, I actually get encouraged.
可是当他说对我来讲不容易的时候，其实对我来讲是一个鼓励。
Even my mentor Doug Sparks told me it doesn't get easier.
我的师父跟我说，对他来讲也不容易。
Then what he added, it doesn't get easier, he says, but the minute I do it, it becomes a special delight.
可是他也跟我讲一句话，虽然不容易。可是当我一旦做的时候，对我来讲实在是甜美。
Oh, that wasn't knowledge transfer, that was life transfer.
这个不只是知识的传递，这是一个生命的传承。
He did not just meet me as a Bible college student and say, "You must do your quiet time. Quiet time is important."
他不是作为一个神学生，他看着我说，你必须要灵修，灵修很重要。
He shared his life.
他分享他的生命给我。
我是方华，您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座。泽牧师提到传承三大境界，第一，当心重大的脱节，心口不一的服事、祷告、敬拜、信仰生活；第二，当心重大的欺骗；第三，当心重大的偏离。今天的节目就为您进行到这儿，感谢您的收听，愿神赐您平安喜乐，我们下回再会。
愿你荣耀国土降临我们中间，神灵降下焚烧众人心灵，复兴我们为失丧灵魂代求，悔改你宝座前同心合一，刚强壮胆往普天下去，你荣耀国度降临。